What do you say, really? You don't know. Okay, so let's eliminate your existence because we cannot explain the beginning of you in Big Bang. Is that what you're talking about? You're talking about the passion and something to stand for, right? So forget all these nonsenses. He will bring different examples of here and there and say, like this, it's a spell. It's like that. Means no way that somebody could really explain this. If you want to explain this, you have to explain all those first. Because first we should understand why we are here and why we feel like this and things like that, then say how. And reverse will be even funnier, yes. Listen carefully.
He spoke to the body of sign so that it became spirit. He spoke to the sun so that it became radiant. Again, he puts into its ear a fearful saying, and upon the face of the sun fall 100 eclipses. Consider what that speaker chanted into the ear of the cloud, so that it poured tears from its eye like a water skin.
I'm sorry that it's not translated, but the language here is so beautiful. Because he starts with some sayings that it was this kind of spell, and it was that kind of spell. Suddenly, I wonder what is the spell that made the rain happen in the cloud. And I wonder what was the spell he whispered in the ear of the earth to grow the vegetation. He changes the language very beautifully. Sorry that Nicholson cannot do it.
Consider what God has chanted.
And all of this because he wants to explain to you one very, very special secret. Because we're talking about the spells, right? And you know who is under the spell? Guess.
Consider what God has chanted into the ear of the earth, so that it became regardful, and has remained silent. Whosoever in perplexity is sorely troubled, God has spoken the riddle into his ear.
You see? The spell of riddle has been spoken in your ears. Therefore, you cannot decide that this is this way or that way, and you're caught in between. Why?
That he may imprison him in two thoughts. Shall I do what he told, or the contrary thereof?
Anybody remembers that?
Adam?
Adam, yes, right at the beginning, the first spell. Should I avoid this forbidden fruit, or I should do the opposite? Who brought the opposite? Satan. Of course, knowledge will bring in the opposite. Satan came here and said, no, I think he meant the opposite. If not, why did he make that tree for you? That's how it happened, right? This is it. Right at the beginning, the spell of perplexity is for your good. Because after that, you will be provoked somehow, and your curiosity will be turned on. Yes?
From God also, one side obtains the preponderance, and from that quarter he chooses one of the two. If thou wouldst not have the mind of thy spirit...
No, before that, if... Anybody, no question? Nothing? Oh my God, if I was sitting down there, I couldn't resist, because he explained something here. He talked about the Adam. No doubt about that, right? He said the perplexity was for that, to do this or do the opposite. Then he said, what happened then? The preference over there was by God himself. That choice. That choice that the Adam should take the responsibility, although it's not his. Remember that perplexity right from the beginning? He said, Adam and Eve, they have to get the fruit. They don't know it because they haven't had the fruit yet. And the curiosity is provoked by a negative order, because that's how it works. And God sacrificed his best angel to come and say, listen, when you hear something, think about the opposite. You see, this is the knowledge. Because Satan is the knowledge. Satan knows everything, right? He brings the opposition to the man. Why? To serve the man. Because that's how we stood up and we took the fruit and we take the responsibility, although we are not really responsible. You remember God called Adam and said, what happened here? He said, out of fear. The fear that he was talking today about, right? That if you have that fear, they will put the faith in you. So, that's the essence. This is how it is. That the curiosity was there. He provoked it himself. Even the choice of choosing one of those two options comes from Hab himself. Means, if you want to lose that perplexity in your mind, you have to turn towards Hab. Here.
If thou dost not have the mind of thy spirit in perplexity, do not stuff this cotton wool into thy spiritual ear, so that thou mayest understand those riddles of his, so that thou mayest apprehend the secret sign and the omen. Then the spiritual ear becomes the place where
Wahy is the talking of God. When God talks to a prophet, we call it Wahy. That Wahy comes to the inner ear of the prophet, right? That's what Wahy is.
What is Wahy? A speech hidden from sense perception. The spiritual ear and eye are other than this sense perception. The ear of reason and the ear of opinion.
I don't know if you noticed or not, he talked about something here. About that Wahy. Who is that for? The Wahy comes to whom? That's a dilemma, because normally you want to say to the prophet. We don't believe that. We don't think Wahy goes to the prophet. You believe in that. You know why? Because you are in love with the prophet. And you think God will talk only to the prophet. We believe God will talk to anyone. So everybody could be the place of Wahy. God could talk to anyone. How? So take this cotton from your ear. Your inner ear, you put a cotton in it. Remember he talked about that cotton? He said, do not push this cotton further in your ears. Then you will hear it. Then God will talk to you. Because you know what Wahy is? Is listening without this, with the other ear. It happens in the heart, and the God is always there. So you talk to everyone, to anyone, if you want to hear God talking to you. This is what is interpreted as inspiration. Inspiration is not that harsh. Wahy is something that normally, quote unquote, is reserved for the prophet. But in Irfan, we believe that there is no reservation. Could you put a limitation to God what to do? We are talking about God talking to someone. What's that someone about? That someone could be a piece of stone. Which was the case in our story, do you remember? The mountain.